Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Howdy, Tom Riley here. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Mr. Riley, I am not helpless.
Oh, easy, girl, easy.
You really got away with animals.
Hi, guys.
What is that?
An ostrich farm.
Of course it is.
What is that?
It's Dr. Olin from the zoo.
Oh, thanks for coming out, Doc.
No problem, Tom. You remember Lisa?
Oh, sure do. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
She's over here.
Watch your step, sweetheart. There's a boulder 4 feet ahead and a log just beyond that.
Got it.
Oh, let's see what we have here.
Well, best I figure by these tracks, it was a cougar. Cole probably brought him down out of the hills.
Easy. Lisa, honey, get my medical bag, will you?
Oh, I can do that.
It's okay, Mr. Riley. I'll get it.
Oh, no, I don't mind, really.
Mr. Riley, I am not helpless.
Oh, no, of course not. That girl may be blind, but there's nothing wrong with her spunk.
Or her hearing.
So, what do you think?
I think... Shh. Listen.
Oh, is that the cougar? Whoa, that's so cool.
So cool, it sends shivers down my spine.
Here's your bag, Mom.
Thanks, hon. Well, Tom, it looks like you scared it off just in time. The calf's more frightened than hurt. Lisa, let's really quiet her down some, will you? Let me see if I can clean up this wound a little.
Sure. Easy, girl. Easy. Nice and easy now. There.
You really got away with animals.
Thanks. Guess they know I like them better than most people.
Well, I see your point. So, how's Mike?
Well, right about now, he should be picking up Nick at the airport.
Nick?
My mom's cousin's son. He was having a little problem back home, so we agreed to open our house to him.
Well, I see.
It's all part of the new and improved Mulligan lifestyle. Lisa, hand me the swabs.
Here you go.
When Mike's dad passed away last month, the three of us decided it was time to start doing more with our lives. Begin reaching out to others.
Good for you. Does that mean you've decided to stay on the farm?
I'm not sure, Tom.
I sure would hate to see you go. We need a good veterinarian around these parts.
We haven't made a final decision yet.
Oh, good.
Well, some of us haven't. This week it's a...
An ostrich farm.
I see.
And if not ostriches, then maybe raising emus. Or, I don't know, but we're definitely talking something strange and exotic.
Actually, Lisa's talking strange and exotic.
Hmm.
Sounds like Tom's as excited with the idea as your father and I are.
I was just thinking. If strange and exotic is what you're after, you should talk to Dr. Olin.
He runs the Connellsville Zoo, right?
Used to run the zoo, is a better way to put it. Seems they finally ran out of funds and, well, they're going to have to shut down.
Oh, that's terrible.
Mom!
Lisa?
No, it would be perfect.
Oh, absolutely not. We're not going to be home to a bunch of orphaned giraffes and aardvarks and who knows what.
You've always wanted to work at home.
Hey, that's not exactly what I had in
mind. And with your veterinarian skills and all of my dedicated help.
Oh, yeah, I'm lucky if I can get you to empty the cat box.
We could open up like a wild animal park.
Lisa, I don't think...
People would come from miles around just to visit. We could be the home to all sorts of endangered species.
Lisa?
Why not? If we're supposed to be reaching out, what better place to start them with those poor, helpless, rejected little...
Oh, please. All right, I get the picture.
So can we?
No. But I suppose we can talk about it.
Yes.
Tom, would you hand me that towel?
Oh, there you go.
Thanks. I'd like to get out of here before my daughter decides she wants to open up a shelter for wayward mountain lions. So, you nervous?
About what?
Meeting Nick.
No, Excited is more like it. It's going to be great to finally have someone to be on my side, you know, when Dad and you start ganging up on me.
I see.
Who knows? Maybe he likes animals, too.
Oh, looks like they just got home. Hi, guys!
Hiya.
What's he like? Is he cute?
Lisa, he's your cousin.
Let me guess. Tall?
Well, tall is a relative term.
And a looker, too, I bet. My friends are going to be so jealous. Blue eyes?
A little hard to tell under all the hair.
He's from New York, so I know he's, like, really sophisticated. Probably the intellectual type with a touch of class and...
Hey, what's up, cuz? Good to finally remake your acquaintance.
It's good to see you again, too, Nick.
Say, who's the hot babe with the Coke bottle glasses?
What?
This is our daughter, your cousin, Lisa.
Hey, give me 5 baby cakes.
Nick?
Oh, sorry. I forgot you were... Well, you know, kind of...
Blind. The word you're looking for is blind.
Yeah. But, hey, don't sweat it. I know, lots of crippled people. In fact, for a school project, I had to wear a blindfold for a whole period. So, I know exactly how you feel.
Listen, you don't have to...
And, if you ever want my help, then you just say so. I'll, be like your seeing eye dog.
Dad, are you sure you picked up the right person at the airport? I mean, who is this Neanderthal?
There's no way to be talking about your new big brother.
Brother? Not in this lifetime.
What's the matter?
To be my brother, you'd have to start out by being a member of the human race. Excuse me.
Hey. Hey! Was there something I said?
It's open.
Not a great first meeting, huh?
Dad, the guy's a major loser. And a creep. No, he's a creepy major loser. A creepy major loser with the
bad... Yeah, I think I get your point. He's a little rough around the edges, I know that. But when we agreed to take him in, we didn't do it because we expected him to be perfect. I mean, we prayed about it until we were certain it was what God wanted.
I know.
And we knew it was going to involve some sacrifice.
Because of Grandpa.
That's right. You remember when he was dying? How he kept crying, how he kept saying he wished he'd done more with his life?
I remember.
We made a decision that night. We'd always try to say yes to God. That's what we said, remember? And no matter how strange or unusual his requests were, if we knew something was his will, we said that we'd always try to say yes.
But Nick?
What about him?
I mean, he's so...
Needy?
Well, I was thinking nerdy. Maybe we made a mistake.
Look, all I'm asking is that you don't be so quick to judge him. I mean, give him some time. Look deeper. You just might be surprised at what you see.
What I see? Remember, you're talking to the girl who's legally blind.
I don't think so, kiddo. I'm talking to a girl who's always been able to see with her heart. And deep down inside, your vision is just about perfect.
So, what do you think?
Well, I think we're in for some big-time adjustments.
Maybe he's just nervous. Yeah, well, Lisa wasn't much help.
Oh, I wish it was just Lisa, though. I mean, I've never seen a kid get on so many people's nerves so quickly.
Yours too, huh?
I just hope we haven't bitten off more than we can chew. Well, you want me to leave the light on?
No, I'm going to sleep, too.
Good night.
Good night. Michael?
Yeah?
Did Lisa mention the Connellsville Zoo?
No.
Tom Riley said they're closing it down.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Lisa was wondering, since we're into always saying yes to God, she was wondering if maybe he might want us to keep some of the animals here on the property just until they decide what to do with them.
Here? You want us to board zoo animals? You're not serious.
No, of course not.
Good.
It was a silly thought.
You're right about that. Good night now.
Michael?
You are serious, aren't you?
I don't know. Maybe? A little?
Come on, Lisa. We don't want Nick to be late for his first day of school.
I'm coming.
Yeah, sorry, but the front seat's already taken.
What? Who said you get the front seat?
Well, I was here first, and I am the oldest.
But I've always... Dad!
It's true, he was here first.
Okay, fine. Of course, I wouldn't have been so late if I didn't have to straighten out the toothpaste tube, which a certain somebody squished up in the middle instead of at the end this morning.
What's the difference, huh? And the squishing happened last night, since it was impossible to get anywhere near the bathroom this morning.
Girls need a little extra time. Besides, I never suspected personal hygiene was high on your list of priorities.
Okay, that's enough now. Maybe we should work out a bathroom schedule, huh?
Dad, I smell... what is that? Cigarettes?
Nick, you haven't been smoking.
Oh, yeah, I lit up when I was out back.
No, that's gonna have to stop.
You don't have to worry. Everything they say about passive smoke is just a conspiracy by the lobbyists.
No, I'm not worried about passive smoke, Nick. I'm worried about direct smoke. You see, my dad died of lung cancer last month, and, well, we're still a little sensitive.
It's okay. I understand. But this so-called link between smoking and cancer, the way I figure, it's just made up to scare the kiddies away.
What?
Oh, please.
I'm serious.
Living proof that smoking kills brain cells.
I'll tell you what, baby cakes. I'll give up smoking the day they find the off switch to your mouth.
Guys, this is no way to start out the first day as a family. Come on, a little less banter and a little more brotherly love, all right?
Find me a brother and I'll try it.
Yeah, you won't be winning any sister awards, baby cakes.
Yes, sir. One big happy family.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, guys. Got any room?
Sure do. Empty chair just to your right. We're talking about that new guy over there, Mr. Slimeola. Have you met him yet?
Slimeola? Oh, well, actually,
I... We're trying to figure out what he puts on his hair. I'm guessing 30 weight non-detergent, but Brenda here thinks it's just plain Vaseline.
And his clothes, blue light special all the way.
1991 vintage at best.
Well, actually...
Maybe he's like a foreign exchange student or something. From where? Mars? Either that or the planet Jiffy Lube. Shh, here he comes.
Well, how are you lovely ladies this fine afternoon? Lisa?
Hi.
He knows you?
Listen, I'm doing a little business transaction over at the other table.
Transaction?
Yeah, the junior high dance is coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'm auctioning Lisa off as a date to the highest bidder.
You're what?
Auctioning you off. But they're saying your folks don't let you date yet, then...
Nick!
You know him?
But I figure, as your big brother, I throw myself in as a chaperone, charge him a little extra, and we make a whole bunch of money.
Big brother? You two are related?
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Well, me and Lisa, we're like brother and sister now. Ain't we, baby cakes?
Excuse me.
What's with her?
I think she really is sick.
Oh. I take it you won't be wanting these tater tots, then. Yeah, guess not. So, tell me what you lovely ladies' names are, huh?
Excuse me, I think I'll go check on Lisa. Me too.
All right, well, I'll catch you a little later, then.
It was awful, Mom. I've never been so humiliated in my life.
Lisa?
Mom... I've really tried. I tell myself, all right, whatever he does, just smile, just be patient. And it lasts a grand total of 2.3 seconds.
Oh, that long.
I just think we made a mistake. I mean, I still want to say yes to God and all of that, but this couldn't be what he wants.
Why? Because it's difficult? Just because things are tough doesn't mean it's not God's will.
I know.
Give and it will be given.
What?
That's a quote from Jesus. Give and it will be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Mom, we're not talking about money.
Oh, you're right. We're talking about something a lot more valuable. Our lives. Giving is hard work, sweetheart. But I guarantee you, the more you are able to give your life to God and to others, the more of His life you'll get back. You know, that's why Grandpa was so lonely. So empty. You know, he never really gave much of his life to... What is that?
Sounds like the smoke alarm.
It's coming from the den.
What's going on here?
I don't know. It's the smoke alarm in the den.
It's locked. Nick, are you in there?
Nick!
Oh, hi, guys.
Open the window, Nick.
No sweat.
Michael, can you turn that off?
Yeah, I think I just have to, There we go.
Now, how do you suppose that went off?
Maybe it has to do with all the smoke in the room.
But you were smoking again?
No way. Well, maybe, you know, I guess I might have been.
What did I tell you in the car this morning?
Yeah, I know, but you gotta understand...
Go to your room.
But...
Listen, if you ever plan on fitting into this family, there are certain rules that you have to follow.
Michael.
And if you can't follow them,
Michael.
Mr. You... Go to your room. We'll talk about it later, after dinner.
Sure, but...
Now!
All right.
Well, that was nicely handled.
Yeah, nicely handled. Smells good. What is it?
A European gourmet dish. Pasta e formaggio.
Macaroni and cheese, huh?
Well, it's been a busy day. Lisa, will you call Nick?
Sure. Nick!
I could have done that. Go get him, please.
Okay.
Boy, I sure bit his head off, didn't I?
No, not all of it. Lisa and I had a good go at him earlier.
What is it about him?
He's just going to take a lot more patience than we had originally thought, that's all.
Mom! Dad!
What is it? What's wrong?
Nick's gone!
What? What do you mean?
I tried his room. I tried everywhere. He's not here. He's gone!
I double-checked. He's nowhere in the house.
No, and he's not out back either. Oh, you don't suppose that
it sure looks like it.
Like what?
Well, Nick may have run away.
Where could he go?
Anywhere to get away from us.
We're so far out in the country.
Well, maybe he's out on the road somewhere, you know, trying to hitch a ride.
Oh.
I'll take the pickup and head down Route 40. Trace, why don't you grab the van and go the opposite direction. He might have headed into Odyssey.
Right, good idea.
What about me?
You stay here. We'll check in with you on the cell phones.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'd better give the sheriff a call, too. Mm. They may be able to watch out for him.
That's a good idea. All right, Lisa, I'll phone in a few minutes.
Okay, Dad. Lord, would you please help us find him? I know he's a major pain, but I know you love him, and I know you expect me to love him, too. I'll try. Please. Oh, please, if you'll just bring him back. What was that? The cougar.
Good kitty. Nice
kitty. Nick, is that you?
Lisa, I'm back here. I'm trapped against the side of the barn. Nice kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
The cougar, he's there with you?
Either that or you guys grow really big cats in this part of the world.
Just stay there.
No way. I'm gonna make a run for
him. No, if you run, he'll attack for sure. Just stay where you are.
Listen, baby cakes.
For once in your life, listen to someone else, will you? Nick!
Present.
Here's the plan. Put your arms up as high as you can reach.
What, are you crazy?
Just do it. You have to make him think you're bigger than you are. I'm coming out, and I'll try to scare him off.
It's too dark out here. You can't see a thing.
I'm used to the dark, remember?
I see you now. You're about 30 feet away.
Good. Keep me about the same distance from him as you are. That way he might feel surrounded.
Might? Okay, you're about 20 feet away now. Okay, that's close enough. He sees you. Lisa, he's turning.
Are your arms up?
Lisa, he's crouching. He's getting ready to...
Yell, Nick. Yell at the top of your lungs.
Do what?
Hold your arms up and scream.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Nick, are you all right?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Where's the cougar?
Old Sylvester split like a cheap pair of jeans. Boy, that was a close one. Good thing for him you came out, because I was about to let him have it.
Yeah, I'm a...
Lisa? Lisa, are you all right?
I don't feel very...
Whoa, Lisa. Hey, hold on to me.
I'm just a little lightheaded.
I gotcha. Let's go inside.
I don't need...
Will you let someone help you for once?
Thanks.
Ugh. Your parents are on their way home. Here, try some of this. I don't touch the stuff myself, but I hear it's pretty good for emergencies.
What is it?
Water.
Thanks.
So, what were you trying to prove back there, huh?
Put your arms up in the air and yell! He thinks he's surrounded!
You should have seen yourself.
You're alive, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I am. Thank you.
Nick, I know I've been hard on you since you got here.
Affirmative on that.
You haven't been any prize either.
Sure I am. Okay, a prize idiot, maybe.
Well, I've never really had anyone else around before, so maybe I'm, you know, maybe I'm a little spoiled.
A little?
Nick, you're making this very hard.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
What I'm trying to say is, would it be okay if we, you know, were to start over again?
Start over again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could get into that. Yeah, that'd be cool, baby cakes.
Great.
So, where do you want to start?
You could start by never calling me baby cakes again.
Yeah, right.
The name is Lisa.
Oh, okay, right. Well, hello there, Lisa.
Hello, Nick. It's a pleasure making your acquaintance.
Of course it is. sorry. Yes, it's certainly a pleasure meeting you.
Thanks. Nick?
What?
Welcome to the family.
They both get to bed okay?
Yeah. Had a chance to talk to Nick, too. You know, kind of a man-to-man thing.
You apologized.
So did he. You know, maybe we're finally getting the hang of all this stuff after.
Stuff?
Well, you know, this always saying yes to God business.
Ah. You know, before it was like we were sitting in the grandstands our whole life, but now we're actually getting the chance to get out on the field and do some playing.
Oh, a sports analogy. Good for you.
Well, I try to speak in terms you'll understand.
Yes, thank you. I tell you, though, it'll be nice to relax for a little while. Do things as a family, have some peace and quiet. Who could that be this time of night?
Hello? Yes, this is she.
Who is it?
Why, hello, Dr. Olin.
It's Dr. Olin from the zoo.
Yes, uh-huh. Oh, well, to be honest, my husband and I haven't really had a chance to talk about it. Things have been kind of, an emergency. Well, let my husband and me pray about it and talk it over. Fine. We'll get back to you first thing in the morning. Yes, I promise. Good night.
Now, Tracy...
They've got to start shipping out the animals tomorrow. Many of them haven't been adopted. They might have to be put to sleep.
Yeah, but you didn't...
So I said we'd pray about it.
Tracy,
that's not a commitment. We'll pray about it. Right. God'll say no, and the subject will be over, as simple as that.
Right. Of course, you're, you're right.
Of course I am.
Yes. Well, we'll, pray about it in the morning then, all right? Sweet dreams, son.
Good night.
He will say no, won't he? Tracy?
It seems like we've been talking a lot about God's will lately. But that's because following God's direction is one of the most important things we have to do as Christians. It's one of the marks of being a disciple of Jesus. Do you remember what he said in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 27? Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. That's something the Mulligan family is trying to do as they reach out to those in need. You see, saying yes to God means obeying him, no matter what the cost or the sacrifice. That's what Jesus did, and that's what we should all do too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Just Say Yes was written and directed by Bill Myers. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.